Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research, and today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
And what is it about?
Well, it's basically about politics, but we are not affiliated with any party. It's just to know what you think of different people and organizations.
Go ahead.
Okay. Great. So the first question says, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Are you a Democrat, Republican?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? You can give me an age range if you'd like.
I'd say between 65 and 70.
Okay. Thank you. And next, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think in general, in the right direction.
That's great. Thank you. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family? The options are housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, abortion, illegal immigration, the economy and jobs, taxes, crime and public safety, climate and the environment, K-12 education, local growth and development, access and cost of healthcare.
What was the first one?
It's housing and property insurance costs.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate.
It's unsure.
That's okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Not particularly.
So would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No, I would say somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
I would say somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
Generally favorable.
Okay. Is it somewhat or very?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Next we have Mike Caruso.
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. And lastly for this list, we have Sienna Osta.
I vaguely know the name, but I don't know enough to have an opinion.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And now we are halfway through. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Donald Trump as a Republican and Kamala Harris as a Democratic.
I'm slightly leaning toward Kamala Harris right now.
Okay. And would you say you would probably vote for her then.
I suppose.
Okay. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Mike Caruso, which is a Republican, and Sienna Osta, who is a Democratic candidate.
I don't have an opinion because I don't know enough about either one of them.
Okay, that's undecided. Okay. And if you had to choose, for whom would you lean based mostly on the fact that Mike is a Republican and Sienna is a Democrat?
That's irrelevant to me.
Okay, great. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Was it Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
I thought Joe Biden has already dropped out of the race.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or you usually vote for Republicans or always vote for Republicans?
No, I'll look at the individual. I don't look at the party.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to go by party.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm fiercely independent.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a 4-year college degree, bachelor.
Okay, thank you. And what is your religion? Are you a Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, agnostic, atheist?
I was born a Protestant, so I haven't changed that. I'm more spiritual and religious.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.